What you are about to hear are the sounds of Russian immigrants arriving at Lod Airport in Tel Aviv. The reporter is Arnold Forster, who is general counsel of the Anti-Defamation League.
Arnold Forster reports, Dateline Israel, 1971.
Arnold Forster here in Israel. Well, it finally happened to me. An experience that tore me up so I hope never to have to go through the same thing again. At dawn this morning, a plane load of Soviet Jews from Moscow, Riga, Vilna, Kishinev, and Kharkov arrived in Israel. For each of the lucky few, it was a lifetime dream of freedom come true at long last. Each time this happens, it's an exciting and touching experience and hard to keep back the tears. And so it was this morning when I stood with Abe Foxman, my ADL associate, and a handful of journalists on the apron of a runway at the Lod Airport outside Tel Aviv as the plane bringing in the Soviet Jewish refugees came to a halt before us. But hear for yourself what happened and how it was. There come the first passengers down the gangplank, a little boy with a leather cap typical of the Russian caps, wearing a sweater, red and blue, obviously in the company of his father, somewhat tired. Another little boy held by the hand of his father, carrying an orange, looking around with a somewhat bewildered condition. Now coming down the steps is a rather elderly lady holding on the railing very carefully, followed by a woman easily in her 70s with tears in her eyes, three little children following behind her. There isn't a smile on the face of any one of them. Strange that not a single one of the passengers is talking to any of the others. They're just looking and staring around. There's one man just bent down wearing a yarmulke, kissing the ground. His wife is standing above him. He's lying on the ground as if in prayer, face buried in his hands, son now trying to raise him to his feet. Now they've lined up and they're entering into an El Al Israel Airlines bus, blue and green. A busload of people, and not a single word, they're all staring out the window. We're now in the bus riding toward the buildings where they're all alike. Still very little conversation. Now the bus is drawn up in front of the building. Some of them apparently are seeing relatives, and they're shouting through the windows to faces they recognize. The bus is stopped. We're all alighting. Now we're all entering together in the reception building. They're looking and greeting. And I think you can hear in the distance people shouting to relatives behind the gate. Many tears. And try to turn it up so that you can hear the shouting of relatives here in Israel. There are about 60 or 70 men, many of them middle-aged, leaning over with their arms outstretched to their relatives, screaming, crying. And their relatives walking into the private reception room, looking at them across a distance of perhaps 100 feet, waving hello. Those new arrivals now are showing signs of recognition. They're much more contained than are the relatives here in Israel waiting to greet them. We're all standing around now in the lounge of the airport at the desk of the Department of Immigration and Absorption. The new arrivals are now out of sight of their waiting relatives, standing around and talking, obviously not pressing for any particular purpose. Waiting to be led and instructed.
In
wann hat kommt ihr?
Wir kommen jetzt von, wir haben mal gehört, in Wien. In Wien, in Wien.
Wie lange warst du in Riga zu kommen?
The reporter is asking one of the ladies from where she is, and she said she's from Riga. He's asking now how long she's been trying to come to Israel. She says between 5 and 8 years. Has your whole family come? She says no. My son and my daughter. She's left a son and a daughter behind in the Soviet. Daughter is about 40 years old. She's kissing the reporter. Hello. Has anybody come with her? Is she all alone?
She came with her husband, but she left her son and daughter there who were trying to come.
What is your name?
My name is Tamara Grimer. I come from Soviet Russia.
From where in the Soviet? What city?
Chernivtsi. Chernivtsi, it's western Ukraine, Bukovina.
Did you come alone or with members of the family?
Yes, together with my father and mother.
Did you leave any immediate members of your family behind?
The whole family of my father's sister and a lot of my friends were starving to come to Israel.
Have they been trying for a long time?
For a long time, for
long
several years.
How long have you been trying to come to Israel?
6 years.
And your mother?
Together with me and my father too.
How did it finally come about that they let you leave?
They let me leave. Strikes. We went together, all of us went together to Moscow.
Yes.
To strike in the Supreme Soviet.
In a demonstration?
Demonstration.
How many of you?
200 people, I mean, they were gathering.
How long ago did you first begin to demonstrate publicly?
And demonstrate publicly this year, only this year.
Why hadn't you done it before?
It was very dangerous.
Is this your mother sitting with you?
Yeah, it's my mother sitting with me.
What's her name?
Her name is Esther.
How old is she?
She's 45 years old.
Will you ask her how she feels about having just landed minutes ago here in Israel? Ask her.
Yeah. Мамочка, как ты себя чувствуешь после приземления?
Я не могу передать. Полна слез и полна страданий и переживаний.
What did she say?
She's crying. She simply can't explain all her feelings. And me too. I can't explain it. It's so hard. It's a concentration camp there in Russia. Concentration from west to east.
How many Jews do you think want to come out?
All of them. Almost all of them. They're lying that only 200 people are going to come. They're lying.
Is this your father who has just come?
Yes, my father.
Does he speak English?
No.
I feel as noch 2000 Jahre. Aber ich mache ihm gedacht daheim. Daheim. Es ist zu erklären, dus. Wie viel Neid und wie viel Tränen und wie viel Strebung es ist gewesen, nach Erz zu kommen.
You want to tell me what your daddy said?
Yes. It is 2000 years that he hadn't been here. But in the long period of time, he was already... I'm very demanding, and we are coming here to be together with our people in Israel and building a new life here.
And who is this lady? Is she
a
relative?
Just a friend.
What is your name?
My name is Dalia Mason. I came from Riga. I was a teacher of English at the Polytechnical Institute, but that was 2 years ago, because when I applied to go to Israel, I was immediately dismissed from work, and for 2 years I have been sitting at home doing nothing and hoping only for the brightest future, and now the day has come.
Did you come alone?
No, with my family, with my two daughters and my husband.
What was your reaction when you looked out the window and saw Israel for the first time?
Well, it's difficult to describe. You know, everybody started applauding and crying and shouting, shouts of joy and
just
happiness.
Just shrieks of joy and happiness.
Yes.
Thank you very much. What is your name?
My name is Metin Hanbeyevich.
Were you listening to the conversation I was just having with your wife? I was asking her how she felt when she looked out the airplane window and first saw Israel. And how did you feel about it?
Yes, my wife was crying all the time. From such moments, she sees the Arets from sky, yes.
How long have you been wanting to see Israel?
I, from the year 36, when I was a member of the Zionist organization in Latvia.
How long have you been trying to get out of the Soviet Union?
No, I was trying all the time, and I was sitting also for the sink.
Why did it take so long, do you think?
No, I was in 1947. I became in the prison, yes.
Why did they put you in prison in 1947?
Well, I say that I wish go to Palestine. In that time, that was not Israel, that was Palestine. And I became 10 years, yes, 10 years I become, and I was in the high north. No, that is not Siberia. That is Arctic area.
They put you in prison in the Arctic area simply because you asked to leave the Soviet Union
yes.
to go to Palestine.
Yes, and after 9 years, when Stalin was dead, the highest, the supreme court of the USSR said that I was no rehabilitation. It became the rehabilitation after 9 years. And I returned to Riga after this time.
How do you feel now that you're standing on the land of Israel?
How I feeling? I'm нет слов, ну как сказать это?
See, he said he has no words to express it, to put it. Well, and I'll add for him that was the dream of his life for a long, long period of time, for some 30 years, and now the dream has come true, and he has suffered a lot for it. He's been a political prisoner for 9 years in Siberia, just for Zionism. They accused him of it. And now everything, I hope, will be all right.
How many Jews do you think would leave the Soviet Union today if they were permitted freely to go?
That's a very difficult question, but I think that 100,000, more 100,000, yes.
You think at least 100,000 Jews would be ready immediately to leave the Soviet Union if they were permitted to come?
Yes, I think so, definitely.
We'll cut in on Abe Foxman, who's interviewing two Soviet Jews who apparently speak Yiddish.
Kämpfen bis mein Ende leben. Als es auf mein Rüstlosen in mein Vorteil war.
Sag mir, wie lang hat gewartet, dass der Applikation so lang genommen werden?
Mr. Foxman has asked the man from Riga how long ago he made his application to leave the Soviet. 3 years.
3 years.
What did he say, Abe?
At the various petitions to the Minister of Interior, he told him to forget about his brother, to forget about Israel, and then he'll be able to sleep better. He insisted and persisted, and after 3 years of activity, found himself today in Lod, Israel. We haste him.
Yehuda Rubashkin, Yehuda Rubashkin.
From when it came to?
Leningrad.
He comes from Leningrad.
Yeah.
What's his real name, Nochamo?
Yehuda Rubashkin.
Yehuda Rubashkin is Yehuda his name.
Rubashkin.
And you came with your wife?
No.
Did you leave any of Ivitsin Gelosin in Rusland?
A brother.
He left a brother in the Soviet Union. Er hat man kommen kann er zu sagen? Is he planning to come?
Der war nicht.
Er hat angegeben?
Nein.
Did he apply?
Nein.
Ihr habt etwas gehört von den Arrestanten? Did you hear anything about those
nee,
that
gar
were
nicht.
Arrested?
Gar nicht.
Seine verschwunden, they just disappeared?
Da.
And you haven't heard anything about them? Was are the Mishpoches? Do you hear anything about the families from the Arrestanten, the Mishpoches?
Ich kann sie nicht.
No, they don't hear anything about them.
Now things are beginning to happen. Several desks have been set up with immigration inspectors in the normal, usual blue uniform with badges. Orange juice, grapefruit juice is all over the place in trays. Cookies and cakes are available for all. They don't seem to be particularly hungry.
apparently they're too excited to eat. Representatives of the LL Airlines and the Jewish Agency, the immigration officer, are walking around seeing whether or not anybody needs anything, wants anything. They seem to be patting immigrants on the shoulders, smiling to them, giving them a word of cheer and comfort, and trying in the final analysis to give them a sense that they are welcome.
What you have heard is only the beginning in what is hopefully a brave new exodus. UJA hopes to produce and distribute additional tape material on the plight of the Soviet Jews, including personal interviews with immigrants to Israel who can best tell the story of this latest ingathering of Jews.